Island and Kingston Massive. Saturday, April 5th, Canada's Reggae Ambassadors, the Human Rights, invites you to join us as we celebrate the release of our new album, One People, at the Hotel Wolf Island. Tickets are $25 advance at thehotelwolfisland.com, $30 at the door. Show starts at 7:30, and we'll be playing two full sets. Check out thehumanrights.ca for more info. That's the Human Rights One People album release party, Saturday, April 5th at the Hotel Wolf Island, right by the ferry docks. Presented in association with CFRC 101.9 FM.
From the Say Magazine studios in Bradenton, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. This week, we welcome the talented Sarah Kay, an Anishinaabe and Cree artist from Thunder Bay, and a member of the Lake Helen First Nation. Sarah has been captivating audiences with her powerful storytelling and soulful sound. She's here to introduce us to her brand new album, Madadazi. Get ready for an inspiring conversation with some incredible music. She'll be in our spotlight in 30 minutes. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. I'm ready. You ready? Let's hook you up. All right, let's get the show started with something from Sarah Kay and her brand new album, This Is One Good Reason. Reason that Sarah Kay, brand new off her new album, Madadazi. She'll be in our spotlight in 25 minutes. All right, here's Susan Aglukart. Be set free. We are Indigenous in Music.
We're gonna walk. Walk down. in your soul. Let it take you where you must go.
Thank you. the low. Feeling like the clock is moving slow, but I know we're just growing together. We're working our way up to make our lives better, cause we're a team. Ain't nothing better than you and me. I'ma treat you with respect, treat you like a queen. Ain't nothing that could come in between us. With you, I just can't get enough. There's a hole in my heart, a piece that's missing. You're in existence, clearly got me wishing that I was by your side at this present moment. You're my person when I'm with you, I feel important.
Innocent. Anere vara impita ratilogo kung ani regavin kuvyangi vantara.
Music from Shana, Sitanak, Better With You. Hey, I'd like to invite you over to our homepage, indigenousandmusicandarts.org. Take a look around. Stop on in to our Two Buffalo Virtual Gallery and wear your metagoggles. Experience something new. That's at indigenousandmusicandarts.org.
Stepping away to scatter the pain. No one ever seems. Feel the bliss, my emptiness. It's just another memory. Volcanic eruption, a core of destruction. The pain you see is history. Stolen lands could never be free. They can never be free. Forgotten, forsaken, for coming with all that you need to know.
Existence, resistance, with all damn.
let's talk about the Indian, the band Blackbird, and Quilt Man. All right, here's the Malaman Collective, Sail Me Away.
Down by the docks, moonlight slides across the water, turns in my life. Remember those times I'd falter. Solitude in the city, found late in the night. Thoughts have no mercy, they keep me till the morning light.
Watch the sunrise in hopes that I feel something. Living on the edge now, now bluffing, shuffling, hustling for a living, exchanging time for a dollar, and I ain't kidding. I don't know what it is, but I know what it isn't. I know enough to know life is a given. Done had it rough, so I'm lost with a vision. In a world where my freedom is forbidden, blurring out the lies and the truth I despise. Hoping in my mind, wondering what I'll find. Arms open wide, trying to let y'all inside. Feel my soul, feel my heart, feel my vibe. Let me in, let me out, let me go. And tell me quick if I'm getting out of control. Calm my spirit and let it be known that I'm free and I finally feel home. In my head, getting lost, kicking rocks in the spot that I'm not. But the block is so hot, it's a place the innocent people are getting shot. It's a place where little kids be slinging rocks. It's a place where my people get picked apart in a pot. Brown face, but half white under my socks. Hear the bass now, shuffle your eyes and get lost. We fake now, I got a prize in its cost. I'm awake now, out of these eyes and they lock. Let's take now, but a despise, I don't talk. Integrate how out of the skies just lift off. I just wait now until I'ma die and take off. Don't ask me questions, don't ask me questions. Don't tell me no lies, tell me no lies. If you ask a question, if you ask a question, look me in the eyes, look me in the eyes.
Just to keep your memory safe, I scream at angels just to see if they know your name.
I swear to God, if there's a God, then promise me I'ma see your face when I leave this place. I swear to God, if there's a God, then promise me I'ma see your face when I leave this place.
Yeah, purified, holy, tears will dry slowly. Clear the sky, spirits rise, I hear you cry, homie. And it's okay to let it go on separate roads. No regrets, forever flow, I never left you though. Together, yes, I recollect my energy. You resurrect your second breath, I'm proud of you. And how you rep New Mexico is F-O-F. Those memories I treasure most, closely by your side. You showed the way and got your own day in the 505.
I pray to photos just to keep your memory safe. I scream at angels just to see if they know your name. I swear to God, if there's a God, then promise me I'ma see your face when I leave this place. I swear to God, if there's a God, then promise me I'ma see your face when I leave this place.
Yeah, pushing all the pain away, I meditate and pray today. I say your name in love, and love is what your name will say. Remember what I said and felt, something never said before. Whatever's left unsaid and left unread, I let it go. Rebuilding all my armor while I'm healing through the trauma. Shielded by the forest fields, yielded by the farmers. You know no pain, rolling trains over where I wrote your name. Below the range, your album cover is my photo frame. I picture you, then picture us, it's picture perfect. Scribble verses in the current, ripples through the circuit. I feel I had to lay low like that bass tone. I can see your face in outer space. Give us grace upon our way home.
I pray to photos just to keep your memory safe. I scream at angels just to see if they know your name. I swear to God, if there's a God, then promise me I'ma see your face when I leave this place. I swear to God, if there's a God, then promise me I'ma see your face when I leave this place.
I pray to photos just to keep your memory safe.
That was Defy.
Comiéndome el coco, sintiéndome poquita cosa. Opacada, ella tiene el mundo a sus pies. Yo soy diva en el mundo al revés. Ella carne estoléndica, diosa. Yo insegura y miedosa. Ella carismática, yo antipática. Ella siempre con la 10. Yo de pre, mi pez. Están tus planetas en rotación. Traslación alrededor. ¿Cuántas maletas la ropa ha traído? Yo casual, medio grunge. Siempre con el mismo chiru. ¿Qué tiene ella que no tenga yo? Es más popular carnaval que montaña glaciar. Ruana versus bikini, tropical, eclipsada. Por sus drives, su disciplina para el business, oh my god. Un cuerpo de amazona que sin pudor contorsiona. Comparado con el mío que parece derretido. Después de los 50 la fuerza de la gravedad. Sin piedad, cada parte ha atraído. Rabona, celosa, envidiosa, quejumbrosa, ingeniosa. Y pienso que merezco más de su atención. Y sí, estoy rabona, celosa, envidiosa, quejumbrosa, ingeniosa. Y
de su atención.
That's brand new, Alter Seal Palados, Bruno versus Bikini, yeah. Here's Amy. This is Algo. I'm Larry K. We are indigenous in music. That's music from 80. That's Owl Go. I'm Larry K. Hope you're enjoying today's show. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, our guest, Sarah K., will be in the spotlight. We'll be right back. We just keep doing it right. We're indigenous styling. And it all starts at indigenousandmusic.com. Bringing the medicine that you need and makes you feel good. We are indigenous in music. Tonight, in our Indigenous in Music Spotlight interview, is the incredible, talented Sarah Kay, artist, writer, and performer, a proud member of the Lake Helen First Nation. Sarah has been captivating audiences since the age of 12 with her music and storytelling. With a background in sound engineering and a passion for uplifting Indigenous voices, she continues to make her waves in the industry. We're excited to have her on the show today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's her first visit. Let's welcome Sarah Kay. Hi, Sarah. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm good down here in Florida. How's it up there?
It's cold, so you know what? I think I wouldn't mind a little bit of Florida weather these days.
Sure, sure. Now, where are you calling in from exactly? Are you in Ontario or where are you at?
Yeah, I'm in Ontario, Thunder Bay specifically. This is where I was born and raised, and I ended up back here during the pandemic, and I've been honestly loving it ever since.
Nice, nice. Well, I'm happy to have you on the show and bring us some new country tunes. So why don't we start with an introduction, and then we'll jump into the new music. So go ahead and hit the stage, Sarah.
Yeah, bonjour. I'm Sarah Kay. I am Ojibwe and Cree from Thunder Bay, Ontario, but my family comes from Lake Helen First Nation. And I've just been playing music since I was a young girl, and I love doing it. So any chance that I get to songwrite or perform, you know I'm there. And I'm just hoping to continue on this journey doing so.
Right, right. Now, I was reading you started at a young age. What inspired you to step into the world of music and storytelling?
I started, around the age of 8, but started more seriously performing at the age of 12. And it was just always my dad playing music around the house that got me into it. And then I started seeing people on TV, and I wanted to be like a Taylor Swift, a Hannah Montana, and I always found that really exciting. So I think I just saw so many people around me influencing music in some shape or form that I just felt like I naturally fit into that. So I don't know, it just felt like it was something that came easily.
Well, let's talk about the new album, Ma Dada Z.
That means she starts a journey, and I chose that it's as an Ojibwe translation because I wanted to honor my language on something that I created for myself, because it was just a bunch of songs that sparked this new sound, a sound that I feel that was more in my realm of what I wanted to create, in a more authentic sense. And so I wrote a series of songs this last 2024 year, and just four of them are on that EP. And I just wanted to make sure I honored my culture, my language, but also honored this path that I was following. And it was honestly what felt like the start of my career. I've been obviously doing music for so long now, but it felt like this past year and a bit, things started to pick up and make more sense. So I think that's kind of what made me go in this direction of naming the album, the EP, that.
Yeah, and you blend your Ojibwe and Cree heritage into your work, and you do a good job. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, you studied at Metalworks Institute. How has education in sound engineering shaped your approach to music production?
Yeah, Metalworks was like two year long education for me, and I was definitely nervous to enter the space. I was 18 years old, and it was a variety of things that I learned in like these 2 years. So it was a lot to kind of try and obtain into my mind and keep there. But I really loved the fact that I was able to understand what people were trying to communicate to me and what I needed to communicate to them when I was recording my music. So I think that's the biggest thing, is that I'm now able to somewhat have an idea of how I can get what I need from a song in the production and in the engineering stage. So I think that's what I really loved about it, is that now I can actually have those conversations.
Yeah.
Whereas if I didn't go to school, I might not know how to say, I want this to sound XYZ.
Sure,
I have the language to kind of move forward that. So I think that's what it has helped me do in these last few years.
You can hear the language.
Yeah.
It's true.
You hear it, it makes more sense. And yeah, everybody's able to collaborate a little bit better.
Yeah.
And I've never been great at it. I've never been great at engineering. I've never been great at production. Mm-hmm. But you know what? At least I can somewhat have those moments with my producer and with my engineer and say, you know what? This is what I was thinking. I don't know how to get there, but this is what I was thinking.
Yeah, right on. What's next for you? What upcoming projects or new music should we be excited about?
I just want to keep recording. Like right now I have a song coming out on Friday.
Oh, wow. Which one?
It's called The North, and right. It's just about what you were talking about earlier. It's about being cold. I get really sad in the winter, so it's talking about that. And I think it's just a relatable situation for a lot of us people growing up in northwestern Ontario, just growing up in Canada, right. Like things like that. So I wrote this song to kind of, feel a little bit better in the sadness that I was feeling. And that comes out on Friday, February 21st. And then after that, I just have a bunch of like singles lined up that I'm hoping to release. I just want to keep at it and keep doing the things that make me feel good, which is creating music.
Right on. Now, do you have any advice for new and upcoming musicians that are breaking into the music scene?
Yeah, I think the best thing to do is to just not overthink everything that you're doing and think that everything's going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. I was so worried about the content that I was putting out there sometimes that it just kept me back from doing anything at all. So I think the biggest thing is to jump into it and figure out the rest as you go along. And some things you're going to get better at as you do it. And it's just a matter of being consistent with it and trying your best to learn as much as you can and going out of your way to do that. I think, don't put out just anything to put it out. But if you have been working on something for so long and you're overthinking that, just move forward. Take the jump.
Right on. Salute. Good job. Sarah, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can find me on my website, www.sarahkae.com, which is S-A-R-A-K-A-E. I'm also on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. I'm on YouTube. So you can honestly find me on most platforms. And yeah, I just love connecting with new people. So whether that's about music or just to chat, I'm there.
Bam, there we go. I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Sarah Kay from Lake Helen First Nation. She is currently featured in our Say Magazine issue. You can read all about Sarah Kay at our place on the web at indigenousandmusic.com. Sarah, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight.
Thank you for having me. So happy to be here.
Yes, keep us posted. Any new developments, I will blast them for you.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah. We're going to play you Sarah's newest release. This is The North.
I whispered into the night, the snow dug me whole, and I wound up deep inside. It's colder than I
That was music from Sarah Kay, and that was her newest release, The North. In case you're just tuning in, Sarah was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Music from Tegan Little Chief. That's Shine On. I'm Larry Kay. If you ever want to get a hold of me, feel free to email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com and I'll email you back. Let's hook it up. All right, here's Solace. Feed the Wolves.
We'll be right back. It all starts at indigenousinmusic.com.
That was music from Nicole Gotti. I'm Larry K. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back.
Oh, I try.
We're indigenous stylers.
Your hand in mine, side by side, strawberries and champagne.
We just keep doing it right. Starts at indigenousinmusic.com.
Indigenous in Music is on the go. Take us along on your next vacation and let us take you on a musical journey, all while you relax on the beach. Find us on your smart speaker. Just say it out loud, Indigenous in Music with Larry K, and let the party begin.
Here we go, Hit La Rosa, Nova Lima. This is Abe Di Campo. We are Indigenous in Music. Thank you.
I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. Hey, if you missed part of today's show, find us at our home place at indigenousinmusic.com. Stop on over.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Attention Queen's University community. Get ready to celebrate the achievements of mature women students at Queen's. The Banri Foundation is hosting its annual Spring Celebration. Join us in Grant Hall on Saturday, April 26th at 2 p.m. for this free event. Doors open at 1:30 p.m. Visit the Banri Center's website, follow the Banri Center on Facebook or Instagram, or email brc@queensu.ca for more information. See you there. What does existence mean to you? Collective Reflections, Queen's University's anti-oppression magazine, invites you to share your voice for Volume 12, Existence. From identity and resilience to celebrating cultural heritage, Collective Reflections welcomes poetry, short stories, essays, and visual art that showcase your unique perspective. Submissions are open now and due February 9, 2025. Let your creativity shine and be a part of this powerful collection. For questions or to submit, check out the AMS Social Issues Commission Instagram at Social Issues Commission. Don't miss your chance to be featured in Collective Reflections, Volume 12.